This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 7 after the hour, time for our weekly Talk Radio Roundup with the stars of Talk Radio, not all of them, but there are some stars here, starting with Victoria Keelan, who is on the DJV show Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, welcoming in Joe Crummy, who has a podcast, a good broadcast, who's been around for a long time. His podcast, considerably well-read by people who apparently are interested in evil. And he is the king. He's like, what's her name from Cinderella? Something DeVille. What was her name?
Oh, Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille, right. Not from Cinderella.
This is...
And that was
this is
101 Dalmatians.
Oh, the Dalmatians.
Close
right,
enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
C.C. DeVille from Poison.
Yes, that's right. And a Cadillac DeVille.
Thank
if you're Richie, he drives a Cadillac DeVille.
Used to.
It is. Right. All right. So anyway, he's Joe DeVille. Instead of Joe Crummy,
I like that,
it's Evil Thoughts in your podcast list, iTunes, wherever you find podcasts. Rich McFadden is also a veteran of broadcast on-air programming. He's a genius in his own mind, and he's here to help us understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week, having spoken to many stars of the medium, including Dana Loesch, who always says, does she tell you what she's thinking, or do you tell her what she should be thinking?
No, I mean, both.
Oh, really?
When we talk about programming, we talk about how stories can unwind and how to mm-hmm. talk about stories. But she's very good at that, and she definitely tells you what she's thinking. She's good at that.
Yes, apparently she is. All right, so let's get to the heart of the matter here. The stories, top 10 things according to the charts that have been produced by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list, the top 10 stories of the week according to their research, and the top 10 people who are in the focus. So at number 10, nothing very exciting going on. First week of Major League Baseball, there were 943 people at one of the, was it the Cubs or the White Sox? Had 943
White Sox.
People. White Sox.
Yeah.
In the stand this week. Well, there's a
the
huge
Cubs had Sister
storm.
Jean throwing out the first pitch, and then the White Sox had 900
right.
people.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's a transplant from one type of sport to another, apparently.
I think she's a sellout.
Really?
It was like
she can be had for a buck?
Yeah, Sister Jean can be had for a buck.
Oh, that's
all
just so wrong. You know, that is evil. You know, that is really
that
evil.
That is evil. That's
you,
true.
Right? You know, really going to hell for that. It was like 25 degrees in Chicago. So.
She's 98 years old. Cut her some slack, Rich.
Whatever. She's cashing in. She's
going to
retire
going to
the
hell,
with
dude.
All this money and everything.
Right. You're going to retire to the old burn. Folks' home for
yeah,
nuns.
Exactly.
That's where she's going.
Did you see where they replaced all the seats in the Cubs Stadium over the summer or over the winter, and now all of the people who have larger girth in Chicago can't sit in these new small seats.
Really?
Yeah.
They buy old seats from Southwest Airlines to put in there, or what?
Trending on Twitter as skinny seats now.
Really?
It's just all over social media in Chicago. Hmm. Nobody can sit in the seats anymore.
Well, you know what? That's like Fenway Park, you know, because they haven't changed their seats since 1912, and I think we've grown a little bit since then. I remember sitting at Fenway. I couldn't even get my knees in.
Well, if you didn't eat so damn many hot dogs or drink so much beer while you're in the stadium, you wouldn't be so fat. So there.
Yeah, Joe Fat, right.
Fixing the problem. Yeah. Number 9 on the countdown, the tariff war between the U.S. and China. Remember, none of these tariffs have taken place yet. They are not in force. This may be a negotiating ploy
it's
on the part
baby.
Of
it's
one or
RDD?
Both of them.
The art of the deal, baby.
Yeah, right, exactly. So as I do among the many broadcast tasks that I have every week, I do a program called the American Family Farmer. And you can find the podcast, not that I don't want you to listen to Evil Thoughts, the podcast there, but you can check out this podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And the discussion this week is about the tariffs and what may or may not happen. One of the things, because we're so far removed from the farm and from agricultural production, people don't think of this as a weapon, but it is. Food and crops and the commodities markets are huge in this area. Food, the growing of grains, corn, soybean, meat, all of that stuff. That's one of the biggest. They talk about steel and hard goods, but more aggressive are the pricing that we have on the world markets of the things that our farmers grow.
Well, I thought it was fascinating that the Chinese decided to use it as a weapon against Trump specifically by choosing the products that they would put tariffs on, which affect the states that Trump was popular in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty
specifically
smart,
farming food.
Yeah, farming states.
Yeah, but it kind of backfired. I heard it backfired on them this week because what the Chinese did was they were thinking, oh my God, Trump is going to slap all this, these tariffs. And so what they did is they went out and they bought up all the Brazilian, I believe Brazil is number one in soybeans, and we're number two. And Doug, as a farmer, you know that in the southern hemisphere, this is where their big crop is, like right now.
Well, beef is their biggest export in Brazil and Chile, Argentina. But you're right, there's a lot. The thing that is not known, and this is like a chessboard. Most people,
exactly,
we have our own lives to lead. We don't understand how this big money, this huge money involved in this, and the stock, it's the stock market, but it's the stock market for commodities. So yeah, what we're growing, this is how silly, basically, I'll spend just a second with you to have you understand how this really works. We grow a lot of corn in our country. We grow a lot of soybeans. We produce a lot of beef. And we sell those things on the open market to the highest bidder. And the highest bidder in this case has been China because they don't have a strong agricultural network. Their farms are in the northwest part near Mongolia and outer Mongolia and places where there's no government. They're just the Wild West. China, most people don't know this. Once you get out of the big cities, the coastal Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, those areas that are from the center of the country, east and south, when you get north and west in China, huge country, there's no government, there's no infrastructure, everybody lives on their own. That's where the farms are, and they basically grow enough food to sustain themselves with the exception of rice, and even that has given way to production from other areas like Vietnam and Cambodia, the rice that's coming there, and fish, that sort of thing, which is big in the Chinese diet. So here we are with our stuff. We're selling it and putting it in ships and shipping it over to China. So now they say, okay, we're going to stop buying from you. What we're not being told is that the United States, we ship so much out that we have to buy replacement for the stuff we're selling to them. So we go to, as Joe just suggested, places like Brazil and to Chile and Argentina to buy grain. And we go to Canada to buy grain. We're importing stuff that we're selling to other people. It is the craziest, stupidest system that you could possibly imagine. So if, in fact, the Chinese were to pull the plug and not buy so much of it, hello, we'd have more here for our country. We wouldn't have to buy the crappy beef that we get from Chile and Argentina. That stuff is crap.
But the prices would go so high that I don't know if that would actually work.
Well,
and I agree with you. In theory,
well,
it's a horrible system, but it's
we should
just
be paying what food is worth. That's the problem. Americans are spoiled because we have cheap food. It's like buying gasoline elsewhere.
Price.
Food is much more expensive everywhere else than it is here. What'd you start to say, Richie?
Well, the prices would go up because of the demand that they can get from other countries.
Yeah.
But the prices should go down because the processing is so much cheaper and easier.
Well, what I'd read was that the Chinese had bought up all the Brazilian futures, so they kicked the price up way high and against what the United States has to
right.
offer, which we're much more cheaper on the world market now. So we're selling record numbers of soybeans. soybeans now because of this to the places like the EU and places that process soybeans, which would be the Netherlands and Germany. I read this week that our prices are very attractive now because the Chinese went and they bought up all the futures from Brazil and they kicked the price way
up. The bottom line is the Chinese need to be slapped around a little bit because they have been playing foul ball for years, ever since.
With our money.
Ever since
they'd be nothing if it weren't for us and our markets.
Exactly, and still today. Still today.
China
butt,
man.
But the biggest mistake we made was giving them most favored nation status. They used to be on a year-by-year trial basis,
right.
Where every year we would either approve or not approve
their most
favored nation status.
When was that done, Richard? Do you remember?
So once we gave them most favored nation status, indefinitely, forever, they had nothing to lose.
Mm-mm.
We didn't have that stick and carrot to be able to dangle in front of them anymore.
But the other whammy, the double whammy of this is that the $21 trillion that we have borrowed mostly comes from our money that we've bought things with from the Chinese.
Right.
So they take our money we give to them, loan it back to us. It is the craziest thing that you could possibly imagine. So now that this is the weekend where you're getting your tax returns ready, you got to have the money in the hand of the IRS
coming from
Tuesday.
China.
And we're going to borrow the money from China. So here's the reality. You ready? 30% of what you will pay, of every dollar you will pay, will go toward paying the interest on the debt of the money that we have borrowed, and the interest rates are going up because we borrowed. We, as the government, that's the real reason. They don't tell you that at the Fed. The reason the interest rates are going up is because the Chinese are paying or are charging us more money to borrow money from them. The next thing, 30% of the money that we are paying goes to entitlements, so that's 60%. There's another 30% that goes toward the creation of, it's like creationism, the creating of things that we are that we want as Americans, things that we expect from our government, education, yada, yada, yada. So by the time you're done, you get 10% of the money that goes to paying for all the other stuff that the government is supplying us with. So, anyway, food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. Those of you who have timeshares, how many of you, Joe, you ever have a timeshare? You ever think about buying a timeshare?
No, I do not, sir.
No, all right. Richie doesn't have one. Victoria doesn't have one.
I have mortgages. That's what I have.
Yes, I understand that.
You're doing time. Trust me, you're doing time on
that. A timeshare has a mortgage attached to it as well. And if you're in a timeshare that you don't like, you can't use it when you want to, and you want to get out, a lot of the lawyers will look at these contracts and say, nope, can't get out, sorry. Resort release, 100%. Guarantee that they will be satisfying you or you don't pay. Call them now to get out of that timeshare. 888-277-7245.
At Caltrain, we hold ourselves accountable to ensure that you receive nothing but the best. With every active ingredient in Caltrain, we make sure that it meets our quality standards of being 100% all-natural, but it is also beneficial for you. That way, we're able to give back more than we take. Whether that's helping someone achieve their desired weight and health goals, fighting arthritis, increased levels of energy, or sleeping better at night, we want you to feel the best that you've ever felt. That's why we don't just consider ourselves a weight loss company, but a healthy lifestyle partner for you and millions of others.
Hi, this is Beth, and I've been using Caltrain and found that it has improved my life immeasurably.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Caltrain. It's helped me lose the weight easily and maintain my weight loss.
Saying yes to Caltrain is saying yes to the healthiest version of yourself. Discover how Caltrain can help you today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Attention golfers, do you lose strokes every time you land in a bunker? If so, check out a new 56 degree sand wedge that has soul channels. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. This wedge cuts through sand easily, just like a bunker rake. Less resistance guarantees more sand saves. Just go to ProTouchWedges.com and learn how to get a free 60 degree lob wedge. Enter promo code RAY. Go to ProTouchWedges.com. Promo code RAY.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, and we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, they're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour. A very unique program. Does not exist anywhere else but here. A review of News Talk Radio, the number one format on radio in this country. And as you know, most of the podcasts like Joe's, they're not music podcasts. There's no music. I don't even think there is. Is there a music podcast that exists?
Well, there are tens of thousands of them.
Music podcasts?
Yes.
Really?
Even NPR has music podcasts.
A music podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I must be living
in... I thought they
in...
had the rights to air music that's other people...
Well, that's different. I mean, podcasts. If you're going to play other people's songs, you need to be licensed.
You can pay for talking about
anybody listen.
Wait a minute. What's, right. Steve Ritchie's throwing us a curveball. Is it talking about music and not playing the music? Is that what you're saying?
No, there are both. I mean, you can pay for the rights to play the podcast, but a band that I follow, lots of bands will have their own podcast.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, you know, or... Or they have an interview with the star or with the musician, and they play their music within the interview. It's just there's all kinds of music podcasts.
Well, then we can have our podcasts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and have Joe play the guitar in the background. That'd be a very unique way of us presenting the issues.
I see that being a massive hit.
Yeah. Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review, number 8. The continuing Pruitt investigation. I want to take a nap. You guys want to talk about it? Well, I take a nap because I'm sick of talking about.
Well, it's a political football. I know how much you like about politics, but I was listening to you talk about last hour. But it's a huge political football. I mean, Scott Pruitt may have some issues here. I mean, there are 3 things they're mad about. Number 1, wasteful spending, unethical behavior, whatever that is, improper retaliation.
Never heard no stories before in government. No.
But the thing is, the guy that ratted him out is a former employee. But is it Trump? Guy, his name is Kevin Chmielewski. He's the guy that came forward and said, "Look, this is why I'm mad and everything." But he's one of these disgruntled guys too. So there could be a lot in the mix here, and Pruitt could be a big mess too. But you know, the EPA is a mess. You know.
Well, he's making it worse.
Stuff and, right.
He
might be. There's no question
Pruitt
about
it. Pruitt has been a disaster.
Well, but there was a lot of need for a fix at the EPA. He wasn't the guy to fix it. I think that's basically the bottom. But we all agree the EPA, anybody's got any sense, anybody who knows anything about how the EPA is run, as with other government agencies, it's loaded with people from the industry who come over, they change the rules and regulations to suit their company and their pals, and then they leave. And so the rest of us are forced to live in the environment that is totally, as a farmer.
Or they let former Greenpeace people run it and
they don't know anymore. Right, they're not.
Which Pruitt has been overturning, and that's the good thing that he's been doing.
Well, but the bad thing is, Richie, it's been selective. Instead of just looking with him, this is one of the most notorious things.
Selective, whatever.
Farmers.
If you've got a bad law, overturn it.
Yeah. Here's the EPA that comes to farms now and says that if you have a puddle in your driveway, it's a waterway, and they regulate it. You can't, that kind of stuff.
He's not into that. He may have his other issues. By the way, you and I were talking off the air last week about a particular weed killer. I won't mention it, but they had a really
Monsanto Roundup. We'll mention it. I'm having a good day. Keep going.
But it was great because, I spent last week pulling weeds in my lawn, and I happened to be reading about Roundup, and they were saying, don't do that. And I'm thinking, why? Isn't that the great way to do it? Just pull the damn weed and get it over with. You don't have to...
They want you to kill it with Roundup.
Right. Yeah. And you know the reason why. They had a really interesting reason why.
Yeah.
They said that by the physical act of removing the weed, is stressful. Number one, but I go, I'll deal with that. But they say that when you remove the weed, any seeds that may be lodged deep within the earth, of course, you're going to end up bringing up higher.
Are you kidding? Do you know
what
Roundup does?
Yes, that's what they said.
Roundup kills the weed and doesn't kill the seed, so that three times as many weeds grow after you spray the Roundup and kill the weeds,
what's in
the ground, the seeds that came from those weeds come growing back again, so you need three times as much Roundup. It is insidious.
Yeah, but they were saying that those seeds are hiding deep in the earth where they belong.
And
that was their argument. I'm going, I'm pulling
what
weeds.
A bunch of lying SOBs.
That was so funny.
Here in Arkansas, they get away with it in the rest of the world, but they get away with it.
Meanwhile, you can mix vinegar beer and Dawn dish soap or something like that.
Kill all the weeds.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a weekly enterprise of me, Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is the operations director at our originating network, Radio America, a veteran of the talk radio inside and out. Joe Crummy, experienced talk radio host, podcaster, Evil Thoughts is his deal.
Thank you.
Victoria Keevan, who's an important cog in the wheel of the D-City. What's the name of that program
the
again?
The DJV Show.
There it is.
And the it's a show. So.
The D. The JJ is for Jennifer Horn, Victoria is V. So we have scintillating conversations on the DJV show to show you the difference between, it's not always about Trump and Zuckerberg and Facebook and border security and all that sort of thing. We have scintillating conversations like the difference between a chicken and a hen and why there aren't as many roosters as there are chickens in the population in hen houses around the country and around the world. You can't get that anywhere else, folks.
Well, you don't need a lot of, isn't that sort of the thing about all you need is one rooster, big guy? I mean, that's it.
Well, that's why they eliminate the roosters. There's a Holocaust museum going to be set up for roosters.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when you're the big rooster, you know, and I can speak from experience here. When you're a big rooster,
number seven.
You don't need,
really?
That's what I'm saying. Number seven,
as Richie is suggesting, because he's tired of listening to us talk about chickens and eggs. I'm wondering, is this another Matt Damon thing for Jimmy Kimmel? There's a feud going on between Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity. And I say to you, other than good theater, so what? So has anybody witnessed this? Has been is bad. Who started it? Did Kimmel take a shot at Sean?
Kimmel started it by taking shots at Melania Trump and making fun of her accent. Then Sean took exception to it, called him out, and then Kimmel came back. Then Sean started digging into the Man Show and any other bit that Kimmel has done and showing what a racist bigot and yada, yada, yada through all of his content that he's produced over the years.
Yeah.
And it just went back and forth. Then Kimmel decided, you know what? All right, this has gone far enough. I kind of apologize, not to Sean Hannity, not to Melania Trump, but to some gay people that I may have offended, and anybody else who might be a little bit offended. We've gone far enough.
That's what I thought was interesting.
And then Hannity came back and said, you know what, you're right, this has gone far enough, let's just call it quits. But you know what, I still got all this content back here if you want to start it up again ever. So basically saying... You're right.
I got you.
This is over, but I got you covered here in the back room if I need it.
Meanwhile, great publicity for both programs, which is basically all it's about. It's anymore, even if there's a grain of truth to it or genuine focus, it's still
it's kind of like cross-promotion, you know. That's what
cross-promotion. Yeah.
But what I liked about the way Hannity did it is, but he didn't get as crude as Jimmy did, and I thought that was pretty slick.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel is a smarmy, wise guy who comes out of the Howard Stern camp. That's where he got it. He came from Boston. The kid started as a radio producer, worked for Stern, and then got himself into great positions. I don't know whether you think he's talented or you don't think he's talented. I think
you watch The Man Show. The guy is talented. That was
sure.
That was funny stuff. But here's the thing, okay? Kimmel fights for the rights of immigrants, right? Illegal, legal, all of those, right? Yet it's okay for him to make fun of them and their accents.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to support them or make fun of them? Or both? Yeah. I guess both.
It seemed, I didn't hear it. I didn't watch any of this. I didn't pay attention to it. But it just seems, I'd love to know what the joke was that he told about Melania, because that's like such old news.
On Easter, she was reading books to elementary school children and reading a book about the Easter Bunny or something like that. And he was playing the video of her reading and then repeating what she's saying in her accent and making fun of the accent.
Come on. There's nothing better than you can't make fun.
Yeah,
it is lame. He's
and
lame.
Like
They're
him.
All looking for stuff. I don't like him at all.
Well, I know you don't.
Steven,
told us a million times.
I have, and I'll tell you a million and one times.
Okay, I'll jump on that.
I do like him. And
Stephen Colbert is another
following.
One of the same. Yeah, they have a big following.
You know what
big...
I find interesting, though, is that all of these nighttime hosts, because of their ratings basically falling in the tank, have had to go political one way or the other. I don't think Fallon.
I think
had
that's why
much.
They're going into the tank, Richie.
But
because they
no, Jimmy Kimmel was like, it's like Hannity. Okay, Hannity has a very small audience, really, if you look at the whole population of the country,
much less than his radio show.
But he's got a very focused audience. Yeah. All right, and he super serves that audience. Kimmel has decided to do the same thing: be the funny political guy for this very targeted audience, and I will keep a loyal audience. And that's what he's going for, because otherwise he's off the air.
Yeah. Well, I think they've all lost their late night thing. Their juice is gone, so they got to come up with something. There's too many other options to watch, listen, and participate in.
SNL.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay, number six on the countdown, more focus on border security and the continuing, what are we going to do, build a bridge to nowhere, going to build a fence, what are we going to do? And are we really going to do it, or is it just going to be talk? I say my solution is to take on Mexico as the 51st state. They get a lot of oil, and that takes care of the whole problem.
Good tequila.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say every illegal immigrant that we catch, we give them a handgun, and then we send them home.
That's why? What are they going to do with the handgun?
Because then they
shoot
take over
Mexicans
the country
down.
And fix it once and for all. Right. You guys look.
Great,
you know,
we tried that once. It was called Fast and Furious.
Right.
And that was half a, well, whatever. Seriously, everybody.
One more, then we get to the Trump stuff after we have one more. Number five on the countdown are the, it is or are, depending on how many of these threats you take to be real. Syria and the gassing of its own people. Why somebody hasn't put a bullet in Assad's head to this point is beyond me. We know we certainly could do it. And in the meantime, there's all of this stuff back and forth. The gas, we're going to bomb them. 40 people die. How many more people are injured? It's just, and the Russians are up to their Mickey in it, thumbing their nose at us. So
it's a trick bag. Or what are you going to do when Assad, let's say you take Assad out, then what happens?
Okay. You ask that question all the time. So what happens is maybe they have more of the same. But what? But how do you legitimize? How does the United Nations have any semblance of import if they can't do anything about this guy and what he's doing? There's no teeth in international government, and so it goes back and forth between the good guys from the West and the bad guys from the East. And so in the meanwhile, people are getting wiped out.
I'm not even convinced. Are you referring specifically to the chlorine gas attack?
Well, that's the most recent.
Yes. Yeah. Right, but I'm not even convinced that he's the guy. I mean, he could be.
Assad?
Saying it.
What are you nuts? What do you mean? Who else is responsible for it?
Iran.
It could be anybody that's trying to pin it on everybody else. Are you kidding me?
But I understand the vacuum comment.
So I don't know.
How could it be worse than what it is now?
Yeah.
Well,
right?
Well, I just think anybody in the Mideast who wears a suit,
you
I
look
think
at Iraq,
is worth talking to. Okay?
And you look at Syria, Libya, and you go, okay, we tried taking out the dictator there, and it's, you know, didn't really work out the way we wanted
right.
it to.
So, again, anybody
All right,
wears
wait a minute,
suit,
Joe.
So,
whoever wears a suit, have you noticed the garb of the new crown prince of Saudi Arabia?
You're not wearing a suit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody who wears a suit, you should at
Members
least
only jacket?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm a dinner jacket.
Does that count?
That's sort of Iran. No, but look at how progressive this new guy is from Saudi Arabia. He's changing the face of what's going on there, at least.
Well,
maybe
it'll
have some impact.
Like he has any choice. I mean, he's smart. They don't have any choice. They have to modernize.
43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Stephan, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Here's a thought for those of you who are not resting well at night. If you don't have a good night's rest, your day is going to be horrible. We all know those of us have to get up early in the morning. You got to get to bed and you got to get to sleep and you got to stay asleep. And if you don't have a good pillow, that'll all be problematic. And that's why the recommendation here is that you go to mypillow.com, replace all the horrible, old, dusty, mite-filled garbage that you have that you're sleeping on now with fresh new My Pillows. You can buy four for the price of two right now. Yep, 50% off if you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. So replace all those pillows in all your bedrooms, and they have all kinds of pillows, and throw pillows are included in their repertoire. They also have mattresses and sheets, all kinds of great things that you get at great discounts when you use the DJV code. So buy replacement pillows now. You can wash them, you can dry them. Their patented fill makes them very adjustable, very comfortable on your head and your neck. Great way to get a good night's sleep. Get the pillows at 50% off. MyPillow.com. What'd you do?
I wish it was still laying on mine.
Oh, nice, Rich.
I just left it 2 hours ago.
MyPillow.com. Here's the promo code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown, with a focus on the people that Talkers Magazine and the research say are the biggest folks in terms of the focus on people in these stories. Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity tied for number 10. Scott Pruitt at 9. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin at 8. David Pecker at 7. Mark Zuckerberg, they call him the Zuck. I didn't know that. I just heard that. A lot of conversation about him this week, obviously, because of the focus on Facebook. Number 5 is Paul Ryan. He apparently wants to get out of the political business. Rod Rosenstein, number 4. Michael Cohen, tied to the fate of Donald Trump, number 3. Robert Mueller, also tied to Trump, at number 2. And number 1 is the aforementioned President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. So that's the list of the people that we're talking about in review here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house.
Here's Helen Kriebel.
A couple I know was sitting in their hot tub in the privacy of their secluded backyard when suddenly a man with a clipboard came wandering onto their patio, looking around and taking notes. They asked what he was doing, and he identified himself as an inspector from the Homeowners Association. He claimed the right to go anywhere on any property, with or without the owner's permission, anytime he wants. But these homeowners look through the lens of liberty, and they understand their right to privacy enshrined in the Bill of Rights. They know that in America, even homeowners associations only get power from the consent of the governed. These owners did not consent, and that should make you boil. What have you allowed in your neighborhood?
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
If you're a business owner and still using a free personal email like AOL, Gmail, or Yahoo email, you could be costing yourself thousands. Consumers just don't trust businesses with free emails the same way they do professional emails. Make your best first impression with your own professional email. EasyEmail.tech makes the process easy and affordable. Your company.com or .shop or .us can make all the difference. Find out more today. Call Easy Email today, toll free, 844-344-7607. They'll get you all set up with your own .com or .shop or .whatever professional email you prefer. You don't have to know anything about the computer. Easy Email does all the setup and is there to guide you all the way. U.S.-based with real people ready to answer when you call 844-344-7607. That's 844-344-7607, or you can go to easyemail.tech. Don't let your free email cost your business.
Doug Steffen with a review of the top stories of the week in order from number 10 to number 1, just so you actually know what it is that we're going to be talking about, what we're dabbling in. Sports Talk Radio, number 10. Number 9, the continuing focus on what will happen if the discussions about changing the tariffs actually takes place. Number 8, Scott Pruitt, the investigation into his tenure at the EPA. The feud between Sean Hannity and Jimmy Kimmel that was very pronounced this week is number 7. Number 6, ongoing scrutiny about security on the border. Number 5, what's going on in the Middle East? Good God, what are we going to do with that mess? Number 4, the continuing... the 4, 3, 2, and 1 are all about politics and Trump and Paul Ryan exiting the House. So that's the way it looks. That's how it shapes up story-wise on the Talk Radio Review. Okay, so other than the Zuckerberg appearance before Congress and those old fossils with their silly questions that showed they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
I think it's the biggest story of the week, yeah.
I loved Victoria's social media post on that.
Which was?
What was your post, Victoria? Was like...
I said, my mom, who can barely work her Kindle, would have asked more relevant questions than those senators did. It was just,
embarrassing.
The bad questions became the story.
It was like a social media class at a senior citizen center.
Yeah.
Right.
It was like Facebook 101.
And so nothing, Zuckerberg still gets away with whatever he's been getting away with.
Exactly.
Nobody knows
why. After the first question, he realized, I've got this. I'm just going to curse.
Yeah. You know why? Because before he went to Congress to testify, he looked up all of their data on their Facebook page and realized how many hookers they're friends with, pictures of yoga girls that they've looked at.
Sounds like an episode from Scandal.
I have a different take on it, 100%. You know, Zuck did okay, but I think this is a huge story. It's one you're going to look back on in the next couple of years. You're going to see this is where it started. I think he is going to, if he's smart, he read up on Standard Oil being broken up in 1911, and you can see it coming. He'll be spinning off WhatsApp, and he'll be spinning off Instagram before you know it, and that's just the beginning of what's going to happen.
He did say regulation is inevitable.
And you can talk about all the senators sounding like idiots, and a lot of them did. There's no question at all about
it. But
they know they're being threatened by this guy. They're being threatened by this incredible thing called Facebook that knows no boundaries, that has incredible power.
That has all their personal information.
Shut this guy down.
All right, TikTok number 1, brother.
All right, Paul Ryan is leaving. No real news there. That's been a rumor for a long time. So Trump's personal lawyer, the number 1, 2, 3, 18, whatever, the business with the probes and whether he should fire Mueller and Comey's book. What is there new here? It's the same.
What's new here is that the FBI is raiding a lawyer based on a story that has nothing to do with the original intention of the investigation.
That's your story, Richie. They can't get you for what they think you did, so they're going to try to get you into a corner and you get you for lying on something else.
There's nothing there, but we're going to ask you about this over here, and if you lie to us about this over here, now we've got you for lying about something that you didn't.
You know what Trump ought to do? I think Trump ought to say, look, this has been going on for almost a year now. What we're going to do is we're going to do it for 3 more months, and then I'm going to say put up or shut up. That's what I think, because he can't really do the firing thing right now. Everybody understands what that's about.
I'm good with that. That's a great idea, Jeff.
Big deal.
He's
got
a pardon Scooter Libby.
3 months, right, 3 months, I heard that, too. 3 months, Mr. Mueller, it's great. I'm glad you've been looking into this. This is just awesome
stuff. The two things I'm going to leave you with here, the two things that are new, that Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff is going to get pardoned, Scooter Libby, and he's ordered the government to look into the U.S. Postal Service's service. There you go. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for our weekly check on the top items from the world of technology. The top 5 items this week from Victoria Keevan's perch, looking and understanding what's going on in some of the things that we commonly all experience with technology. Starting with the number 5 on our way to number 1, what Wayfair is doing going into the, let's open a store. Let's keep those stores from being torn down.
Speaking.
Yes.
Well, Wayfair, of course, is probably the largest online furniture store in the world at this point. They have free delivery over $49. Everybody knows the theme song, and so it's just such a popular destination. It makes sense that they might be exploring opening an actual physical store where people can go and look at the furniture, because it's so hard to buy furniture online, but people still do it. And so apparently the Boston Business Journal has been reporting that Wayfair, which I believe is a New England company, they are looking at a soon-to-be-closed Marshall's store in the Boston area to test out this. Essentially, it'll be like a pop-up store. And so if it goes well, which I think it will, this is one of the cases where I would actually be a proponent of opening a brick-and-mortar store. So if it goes well, we could end up seeing Wayfair stores opening around the country and possibly even being bought out by a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx or a larger company like that.
Yeah,
but
Marshall.
I think they're trying to keep up with Amazon, which everyone is, but this is the one area that they really do have a leg up on the competition with selling furniture.
TJ Maxx owns Marshalls,
mm-hmm.
and they've started a new... They've got two or three different things going on in these malls, so they've converted some of the stores that are Marshall stores into TJ Maxx, or they've converted them into this new outrigger kind of thing. They sell outgear, and so they could be. Yeah, they have they have lots of cash. And it might make sense. This is interesting. They're very good merchants. So it'd be interesting.
Well, if you think about Home Goods, which everyone's obsessed with Home Goods.
That's TJ Maxx.
And Home Goods is, they almost do no online business. It's all brick and mortar. So Wayfair, definitely there's a precedent there for it. So I think that would be a good move.
Number four on our way to number one, counting down the top technology stories. Here's bad news for Delta flyers.
Oh, yeah. Delta Airlines this week said that hundreds of thousands of customers may have had their names, their credit card numbers, and their home addresses exposed in that big cyber attack last year, which affected Delta and Sears. Now, Sears was affected by the hack, but Sears claims, and it may be wrong, but they claimed that fewer than 100,000 of their customers were affected, and both businesses are setting up websites and hotlines so you can go and see if your data has been compromised. What happened was, it wasn't necessarily a website thing, it's the chat service. So if you use an online chat service for customer service, that company that provides that chat service, they were compromised. So you may want to not use chat services with customer service in the future because they obviously are not that secure.
Yeah. All right. Number three, if you're getting fat, it's because you're using Uber and Netflix. According to their, this is the study. Listen to this stuff.
I know. A new Harris Poll survey on behalf of Swiss life science group Zaluvita says that if you suspect that Netflix and things like and conveniences like Uber and Lyft are making you gain weight, you are correct. 88% of Americans moved less in the last few years due to increased screen time, and 80% of Americans blame on-demand meal delivery, ride-sharing services, and shopping apps as another way that they have gained weight by just sitting on the couch. Not good.
Not good at all. Number two, Spotify and Hulu getting married in the morning.
Yes. Spotify and Hulu are expanding their partnership and offering a bundle of both services to all consumers for $12.99 a month. That's actually a really good deal. It saves you about $5 a month. And if you are an existing customer, you can add Hulu. You can add Hulu for 99 cents a month. So it's actually a great bundle and definitely shows how partnerships are going in that direction.
All right. And number one, the focus on Facebook. There's so much talk this week about Facebook. It had to be number one.
This was almost laughable this week. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg testified before two different committees, two different days at Capitol Hill. The questions that were lobbied at him ended up being a much bigger story than why he was even there in the first place.
Yeah.
So it was such a disaster. And it's a total joke. The questions he was asked were just awful. No one was prepared. It was a mess. So this will be to be continued for sure.
Yep. All right. So there they are, the hot stories from the world of technology, enumerated from number five to number one, proving once again that Victoria can count backwards. This is the overview. Well, you got that. You have done a nice job, Victoria.
Thank you, Doug.
Five to number one. 59 past the hour.
Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.